Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blow like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a big E, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. And bring struck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math,
was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to slang that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that sell, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 2-1-0, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs that bitter,
but real OG's original.
Real OG's original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, I think. Let me check. Yeah, Monday, July the 22nd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to jump right in and talk about the law of liberation. You know, it's really interesting because when we look at the word, or when we talk about, you know, liberation, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, liberation from what? Like, why do we need to be liberated? Are we, you know, in bondage? Are we held captive? Or what is it about this current reality that we need to be set free from? And so because we are in a imprisonment, because we are in a mental vibrational prison, usually of our own creation, but it's still nevertheless a prison. And the word liberation simply means, again, the act of setting someone free from imprisonment, from slavery, from oppression, the ideal to salvage, the ideal of rescuing, bringing relief. So when we look at the word liberation, we see that that word definitely fits the current situation that we are in today. And that situation is that we are definitely in prison. Although it is a prison of our own creation, it's still a prison. And we are in such a deluded state, such a deranged state, that most people, you cannot even address or talk to them about the current state or the current disposition. And that's the nature for today's show. And that's the reason for the 2020 Total Awareness System that breaks down cleronomics. And brothers and sisters, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and it's really, you know, it's really interesting as we peel back layer after layer and we go deeper and deeper to the unveiling, if you will, or to get in contact with the true, authentic truth. And the thing that stands out, you know, to me when I do these shows and as I go through my own studies, the inability for us to truly, truly look the gift horse in the mouth, so to speak. So today we want to talk about the act of liberating, or the state of being liberated. So each and every one of us, we are in different phases. We are in different places when it comes to the act, or the fact of gaining equal rights, if you will. And that equal rights is, again, oneness with Source. And that is the goal for me. So liberation for me is a little different from everybody else. Everybody else may be fighting for, you know, some earthly connection. I'm fighting, but I'm not fighting. I am maintaining a mental disposition that allows me to be set free from the imprisonment or the bondage that I have encapsulated, albeit knowingly or unknowingly, upon myself. And it is this ability to truly and honestly tap into the ability to operate or to vibrate on a level that takes you above, quote unquote, what we call devil. Now, the law of liberation, my brothers, the law of liberation, my sisters, it is beyond the scope and the pale of most of us to under, over, and understand, because we are in a prison because the information that we are given. Let me say it again. We are in a prison because of the information that we are given. So I've done and I've talked to with all of my clients as a part of the life management system. We went through the seven rays. We've identified the seven rays. We connected with the ray that is connected to us based upon the cosmological event called birth, based upon the spiritual, the biblical event called blood, also based upon the ley line, the bloodline event that's called place or time of birth. Those all connect us to, and I'm going to use the word encase us in, this particular disposition. But we haven't really got into the eighth ray, which is known as the aeon ray of the super celestial being. And 2020 is the unveiling, if you will, the uncovering of the eighth ray, the ninth ray, and the tenth ray. So we are all aware of the seven rays because they connect with the seven chakras that keeps us trapped in this dimension, if we want to utilize that specific term. But the thing that escapes us, as I've alluded to in the previous shows that I've been talking about cleronomics, and I talk about clero, which means clear, nomics, which means rules that change rules. So now we're getting into, again, the physics of God. We're getting into under over understanding total awareness. And again, the right now the cost of that system is the total cost that when we start in 2020 is 20,000. If you sign up now, it's only five. After July, then it goes for August is six. And then we'll get to September, it's eight. And then we'll get to, so the system, the cost goes up the longer you wait to join. Now, whether you get the information from me or not is irrelevant, as long as you get the information on the super celestial aeon that we are in right now, which is the age of Aquarius, which is the age of total awareness, which is the age of the water bearer that it talks about in Luke chapter 17, verse 21. When you see the man with the pitcher of the water, go into the city, follow him. So what I am doing is I'm following the man, the woman, the frequency, the wave, the vibration that is going into the city. The city is the cell. This is about cellular activation. This is about activating the cells. Now, brothers and sisters, again, it's very, very important, because if we do not understand this, what happens is we fall into death. You know, now Yahushua came and he took away the keys of death. He took away keys of the grave. So the law of liberation is the physical understanding that the body, the disillusion of the body, the physical disillusion of the body is the result of mental negation. As I said before, and let me say it again, the result, and again, as you guys know, just June the 3rd, just was my indoctrination into this overstanding. And it comes at a steep price, a price that I wouldn't wish upon anyone. It's nothing like a parent, you know, transitioning a child. I've been through a lot of things, and this ranks right up there at the top. But as I said before, the inability to understand that the negative, the negation, the state of consciousness that repels good and attracts the likeness of lack, the state of consciousness that does not, that is not the vibrational equivalent of source, the state of consciousness that connects with lack, the state of consciousness that connects with doubt, the state of consciousness that connects with fear, the state of consciousness that connects with dis-ease, the state of consciousness that connects with poverty, the state of consciousness that connects with anger, the state of consciousness that connects with ignorance, the state of consciousness that connects with fighting, that state of consciousness attracts or creates what we call death, because death is the dark side of the negative side of life. So once we start to understand that the mental disposition that you maintain is what allows you to stay in this particular domain. So when you allow an image, any image contrary to the almighty source, the big G, not the little one, the big G, any disposition that is contrary to source, that creates a weakness in the tie, if you want to use that word, that keeps you isolated in this dimension. Now, for most people, like myself, I always thought that that was a good thing. You know, we come here, we learn what it is we're supposed to learn, and we transfigure up out of here. But Yahushua came on the scene, and he did something, and he established the law of liberation. And without understanding the law of liberation, which is the number one debate, if you want to use that term, it's not a debate. It's just a lack of educate. That's why I'm here. That is to educate. Because remember, the law of liberation, the reason that you need to be liberated is because we're not converting and we're not oscillating and we're not vibrating. We have not built our identity. We have not maintained a direct connection with oneness with source. So death is simply the inability to maintain the mental effort that is the equivalent of source. So anytime your mental effort, anytime you don't see yourself as source, you are dying. Now, it takes a while. Some people it takes 50 years. Some people it takes 10 years. Some people it takes 20 years. Some people it say everybody got a different decay rate based upon your environment, based upon your mental disposition, based upon, you know, your nutrition. So we are all in different stages of decay. But decay, my brother, decay, my sister, is not a part of our construct. Death is not my friend. We're supposed to overcome death. We're not supposed to die, according to what Yahushua did. But Yahushua came down and he took the keys of death and the grave. At least, you know, the one that I am associated with. Because there's different Yahushuas, there's different Christ. So depending on which one you got, okay, you may have a different outcome or overstanding from the one that I got. So there's different Christ on the scene. But the one that I have is the one that's here to free you from the control of an oppressive government. It's one that's here to free you from the social and the economic constraints. It's one to free you from the mental disarrangement and to free you from the laws of sin. That's, again, what I called the crucified, or what is known in the ancient texts as the cosmic Christ. And this gets into underopening and understanding the triple eight, which I will be sharing in the 2020 total awareness, which is the number of Christ or Jesus. If you take the name Jesus and you do gematria, it comes out to the triple eight. Now, the eight is the number that represents the cosmic universal oval, or ovaries, if you will. It's, if you put it on the side, it represents two ovaries. So the number eight, if you put it on the side, also represents the number or the word infinity. So eight also represents gold. Eight also represents 107, which is the atomic number for gold. One represents you. The O represents God. Seven represents the chakras. So we've got, when you do the math of 107, you get the number eight. But you connect one, that's you, and the seven, that's source. So source is zero, and it's connecting of heaven and earth. So the number eight is as above, so below. So whatever's going on above is supposed to be going on below. So since there is no death above, there should not be no death below, but there is. And so the total awareness, 2020 total awareness system, that's based upon under over and understanding clear nomas, or cleronomics, is the ability to understand what are the rules that liberates, sets me free from the bondage of sin, or the bondage of death and the grave. Because that's what Yahushua said, you know, he came and he did away with. He took away the keys of death and the grave. So, unfortunately, for us, the inability to understand that death is simply the absence of life in the body. So, death is actually caused, again, whenever we fail to comply with the universal spiritual law. So, our inability to understand the law of liberty leads to what we call death. So, if you can understand the law of liberty, and again, the law of liberty is the faculty of the mind that holds every thought and every act to the strict obedience of truth of Christ, the Christos, the triple eight. Now, the ability to understand that the seven lower rays represents, again, the stepping up point, or the getting out of what we call sacred geometry, what we call math, what we call thought, T-H-O-T-H, and mat, M-A-A-T, and mat, M-A-T, which is the Russian, where we get the word mother. That's why we get Mother Russia. As I talked about on yesterday's show, the word Russia actually means the word Ra, Assyrian, because the U, because they, again, vowels are interchangeable. You can put any vowel, you can put A, E, I, O, or U in any word that changes the phonetics of the word. And once you understand that it's not R-U, it's R-A, and it's Assyria, Assyrians, then we get into why they call it Mother Russia. The reason that they call it Mother Russia, because Mother Russia represents Mat, or what we call in African culture, Mat. But M-A-T and M-A-A-T, they're the same shiznits. Unfortunately, again, there's a lack of awareness. So 2020, for the member that's a part of the 2020 program, again, you sign up before the end of July, it's only $5,000. Now, again, payment plans are available. You just, you know, get in where you fit in. The goal is, if you don't get the informing from me, you get the law of liberty from somebody else. Because right now, you are scheduled for a DYE. And if you do not understand the faculty of the mind that holds every thought to the strict obedience, as the Bible says, bring every thought into captivity and see if it is the same as God's. Since you don't do that, you got to exit stage left. So, I don't know about you, boo-boo, but I'm here to establish my brain. I'm here to maintain a mental disposition that is the equivalent of source. That's the purpose of the 2020 program. So, again, that's why I said that this program is more for affluent individuals, because most Negroes are not interested in understanding, because that represents that you got to make some physical changes in the way that you think, which is going to manifest in the way that you live, the way that you eat, the way that you sleep, the way that you breathe. All the things that you do in your life, they should align up with what is called the Essene Gospel of Peace, which is interesting because most people don't even know what that book is. And a lot of people say that book is not even a quote-unquote canonized book, because remember, the word liberation means to save. It means to rescue. It means to set free. It means to redeem. It means to emancipate. It means to loosen. It means to detach. It means to disengage. It means to decriminalize. It means to set free. It means to loosen your oppression. It means to get rid of your bondage. It means to get, you know, set you free from your imprisonment. So the law of liberation means that everything that I'm talking about is designed to set you free from the law of duality, from the law of space, the law of time. So we have wisdom. We have Sophia. We have the, you know, the pleroma, the peru. We have a faculty of knowledge, a faculty of knowing. But this faculty that we have is a low vibration. It is just one step. You know, we have to understand that there has to be a, I'm going to use the word generation, through understanding and wisdom that allows you to step across the abyss. Now, the abyss is that connection between the two circles in the number 8. That is why the name Jesus is equal to 888. It represents the 3 steps that you got to make. That is where the toroidal donut touches. So if you look at the number 8, where the top circle and the bottom circle, where right there in the center where they meet, that space right there in that number 8, that is symbolic of the union of opposites. It is symbolic of the 7th ray, which is stepping into the 8th ray, which means that you're stepping into the light or into the goal, or you're stepping out of darkness into the marvelous light. It is the Ankh and the cross together. If you look at the Egyptian Ankh and if you look at the Christian cross, they are both encapsulated inside of the Ankh, because they represent as above, so below. So when we look at and we notice that the number 107, again, gives us the number 8, because, again, the 1 and the 7 is connected by the O. The O is the circle that I gave you that I call your life optimization circle. The 1 is you. You're an individual expression of God. The 7 is your 7 chakras. The O is the wheel of time. If you look at the Ankh, you will see a cross. You are all, the 2 lines represent the 2 ovaries. The top represents the uterus. The uterus is the wheel of time. So you go at the bottom, that represents the birth canal. You come in or out, if you want to use the term, depending on if you are D-Y-I-N-G-ing or if you are B-E-R-T-H-I-N-G. Whether you are giving birth or you are going through mitemkosis, it's all through the cross and the Ankh. And they've done a great job of making sure that those 2 symbols don't come together, so you don't over, under, and understand the alchemical process of the faculty of understanding, overstanding, and understanding, that until you step out of this fractal geometry and you step into the true lack of math and the lack of thought, and now you step into the all-knowing of Source, then you have direct contact with what I call consciousness or awareness. And then the micro and the macro step are coming together into what is called infinity. This is the center of the circle of the 8. That's where they, what they call phase conjugation takes place. That's where, if you look at a toroidal energy, a toroidal donut, if you look at zero-point gravity, and if you look at a pyramid, where you have the pyramid above and the pyramid below, if you take a pyramid and you point it down, you got a pyramid pointing up, the point where those two points, the two tops of the pyramid meet, bam, that's right there. That is called, that is what the super celestial fractal net or gate, that's called the gate of God. That's how you get, quote unquote, from this dimension into the next dimension. So the only way to do that is to understand that while you are on Earth, you must master cellular immortality. Just like the Bible says, as we talked about last night in the private group of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 and 27. We talked about that, how the imperishable seed must put on, the corruptible seed must put on incorruption. The perishable must put on imperishability. And we broke that down, how to do that. And so if you don't do that, that's what the Bible says, you must work while it is day. Because if you try to do it at night, when you D-Y-E, you got to mic and coast. You got to come back and try it again. So if you don't over, under, and understand what I'm talking about and what I share in detail, again, this is just the introduction. So I'm going to spend the next 6 months introducing what I've been talking about all of next year. That's how long, that's how deep it is. Again, this stuff is, beyond the scope of your imagination, because this is breaking down what you read every day, but you read it every day without understanding it. And the inability to understand it. Now, how do I know? Because I didn't understand it either. I've been reading John 1:1 for years, preached about it, talked about it. In the beginning was the word. Okay, we don't even know what that means. So we got to go with the word in, we got to go with the word the, we got to go with the word beginning. Then we got to look up the word was, and then we got to look at the word word. Because if you don't know what those words mean, if you think the beginning means like something started, if you don't know that means, again, the faculty or the science of God. This is the under-over understanding that God encoded light into the body. So the body is encoded light. And if you don't understand the code, then it doesn't release the light. So all of the ancient biblical knowledge of Brahma, if you want to use that term, for lack of a better term, if you want to look at the DNA, so DNA is encoded light. DNA is what is called the crystal light matrix, as I've talked about on many shows. And so DNA is the proof of God's word created or downloaded or manifest into the flesh of the body. And so the inability to know that means that your DNA don't respond to that. The DNA only responds to knowledge and gnosis. So the Bible says that my people perish, die for a lack of gnosis. So the only way that you can exit this dimension and not step into eternity is a lack of gnosis. But what are we supposed to know? We're supposed to know what it talks about in Romans chapter 1, verse 19. So if you have your sword with me, turn with me quickly to the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 19, as we break down the law of liberation. You see, my brothers and sisters, you have not been liberated. You're still in bondage. Pretty much all of us. There's very few people who have total awareness of the Bible code. As I've been saying inside of my book, the body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. The inability to understand that statement is the cause of what we call death, metempsychosis. So Romans chapter 1, verse 19, and you guys keep me abreast of the sound. I do hear a little static, so if it gets really get really bad, somebody text me, let me know, so I can change up mics. And I try to stick with this one. It's usually a little clear. But Romans chapter 1 verse 19, Romans chapter 1 verse 19 in the New Living Translation reads, they know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. Romans chapter 1 verse 19. So we know the truth about God because God has made it obvious, to us, if you will. So Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. So everybody knows the truth because God made it obvious to us, but we don't act like we know the truth. But even though we know it, we act like we don't. Okay, Romans 1:20. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power, and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. So everybody, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 20, which we just read, and 19, everybody knows this. So nobody has an excuse because everybody can walk outside and look up in the sky. That's how I found truth. I studied cosmology. So in 2020, everything that you question will be answered. And it's going to be answered in a way that there is no debate. There's no reverend, no doctor, no bishop that can come tell you anything about God, about death, about eternal life, about salvation, about, you know, Jesus Christ, about any of the terms right now that are not clear to you. Because in 2019, again, it's about establishing the faculty of the mind. Why do we want to focus on the faculty of the mind? Because that holds every thought. And that thought creates every feeling. And that feeling creates every action. So right now, if I did not have the faculty of my mind that holds my thought, that creates my feelings, that control my actions, I would probably be on CNN right now. Or I probably would be gone. I wouldn't be on the planet. Because losing my 19-year-old daughter would have been something that it would have been too traumatic to overstand. So the law of the mind, it acts exactly like the laws of mathematics. And so that's why we're getting my opt. So thoughts are mathematical. So that there is a order to it. So we don't really, we don't really make the law. The law was established for our benefit before the world was even formed. But we made lower laws, as I talked about before, as I'm going to be breaking down in the 2020 Total Awareness. Kleros means clear. Nomics means laws. So right now we don't know the law of liberation. We just know the law of sin and death. We know the law of entropy. We know all these other laws. We know the law of karma. But we don't know the supreme law of the land. We don't know because we got man-made laws that has been established for the benefit, supposedly. But really, the benefit came at our imprisonment. It was right after, like, remember, 9/11, and they passed the Patriot Act. And they told everybody, the Patriot Act, I was a cop. So before 9/11, all the stuff that cops do now, I could not do when I was a cop. I could not stop anybody unless I had probable cause that was provable in court that I had a reason to pull you over and ask for your driver's license. I just couldn't stop you because, you look like a terroristic threat. I could not. There was no such thing as a warrantless search. There was no such thing when I was a cop. No cop could go into your house unless he had a warrant. Now all I got to do is just say, you look like that you could be a threat to the national security. Okay, based upon what? The color of your skin. You're a black man. So all black people are freaking terrorists, right? Or you're Muslim, or you this or that. Now the rule of law is gone. That's man-made bullshit, isn't it? So laws create and take your liberty and your life. So if you don't understand the law of liberty, the law of liberation and the law of life that is clearly self-evident based upon Romans chapter 1 verses 19. For we know about God because God is in plain sight. Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his internal power, his divine nature has been clearly seen since the beginning of time, brothers and sisters, since the beginning of creation, clearly seen, being understood from his workmanship. So the way you understand God is through his workmanship. That's how I understand God. I looked at my DNA and I'm like, whoa, nobody could do that. I looked at my eyeball and I said, oh, snap. There's no way possible. Do you know that the human eye and the female uterus is exactly the same? Do you know that the same fluid that's inside of the human eye is the same fluid that's inside of the uterus? If you take the human eye, look at it upside down, that the eye, then at the bottom where we have the lens and the pupil and everything, they have the eyeball, that represents the birth canal. The human eye and the female, and that's the only fluid. And I forgot the biological term for it, but when I was doing my research, all of this stuff comes up when you break down, again, when you understand the physics of God. So it's clearly seen in the body. But if you don't understand biology, and if you don't understand cosmology, you do not understand the law of liberty. And you do not understand the law of liberation. And you do not understand the law of life. So therefore, you can take somebody else's life. You can punch somebody in the eye because you don't value the eye. Now that I know the human ear, how it works, the eyeball, how it works, the elbow, the wrist, you know how many bones you got in your foot? You know the intricate details of the knee, how it moves back and forth? So how are you going to go and kick somebody in the knee if you understand the power and the value and the intricate details of the knee? And then you marvel at the significance of just the knee. So you can't disrespect me, and I can't disrespect you because I see the intricate details. As it says in the book of Romans, they're clearly seen. I know that no man can do that. No matter what Elon Musk comes up with Neuralink, you think you can put something on your brain that's better than your brain? Boo-boo, you're mistaken. There's no computer, there's no AI technology that's better than the human brain because it was created by a superior source. But without awareness of that source, you're in prison. And so we all need to be liberated. And the only way for you to be liberated is through gnosis, knowledge. Because the Bible says, my people perish for lack of gnosis. So everybody's getting other stuff. But brothers and sisters, until you sit down and get you some gnosis, your dog will not hunt. For the invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So you see the things of God through the things that God created. So it says that have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world by looking at the things in the world. So we have no excuse. That was Romans chapter 1, verse 20 in the English Standard Version. In the New American Standard Version, it says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power, his divine nature has been clearly on display, being understood through what was made. So if you want to understand the maker, you got to go through what he made. That's not being done. The only way to be liberated, my brother, the only way to be liberated, my sister, is to go what it made. Go through it. Understand it. Then you meet source. What you got right now, or at least everybody I know, what they got, that's not source. Because I don't know nobody that goes, I don't see nobody in church talking about biology. I've never went to a Christian service where they went through the creation to get to the creator. I've never seen that, ever. I've never seen, especially within the African-American church, where we go through the creation to get to the creator. Exactly like it says, as I've just read in Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. So when you see your reverend, your doctor, and your bishop, could you please ask them how come they don't go through creation, like the scripture says, in order to get to the creator? So if you don't go through his creation, him, that means you and me, if you don't go through the body, you cannot get through. You cannot get to the Bible. So I don't know what Bible we got, but we got the wrong one, boo-boo, and it's self-evident. Why? Because we're dying. We're dying in by truckloads before our time. You are not designed to die. Because the telomeres in your DNA, somebody put a code in your DNA. They put a virus in the body. Who put the virus there? That dude that do that you think is God. Read Genesis. Adam and Eve, they was perfect. They walked in the cool of the day. Their cells regenerated. That's why every cell in your body, everything renews itself. So if the body totally regenerates and renews itself, how do you decay? How do you die? Because somebody messed with the script. So you got to rewrite the script. That gets into using lower law to rewrite higher law, or using higher law to rewrite lower law. That's what the 2020 program is all about. What are we going to be talking about in the 2020 program? The same thing that I'm going to be introducing. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell it to you. But even when I'm telling it to you, you can't implement it. Because the only way to implement it is you got to get in it. See, we can't do this through talking. You got to do this through actual step-by-step processing, which we're breaking down in the 2020 series. So there's certain thoughts that you got to have. Because the development of your brain is under the law. So your creative mind is not only the law, but your creative mind is actually governed by the actions of the law that you set up. So that means the law that you make controls the environment that you live in. So if you change your own laws, you change your own environment. That gets into, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So what my buddy over in Earlham College overstand, what the 1%ers overstand, is that statement I just made. Now, you probably scratching your head right now, unless you're a 1%er, unless you're part of the dominant culture. Then you already understand, okay, yeah, well, shit, we've been doing that. So, you know, Caucasians, if they don't like the laws, guess what they do? They get together, they vote, they pass a new law that changes the old law. Poor people don't do that. Poor people do not engage in the legislative process. They do not engage. They do not engage in governing. We're not lawmakers. Most of us. But the dominant culture, they are lawmakers. So they understand what my boy Peter Suba talks about when he talks about learning how to change the rules. Because you and I, most of us that come from, you know, a minority background, rules are in place, we just follow them. So if I say be here at 8, you don't say, hey, boy, I got to be here at 8, dude. You just say, yes, sir, I'll be here at 8. But if you tell a Caucasian you're here at 8, you know they're going to ask, remember, what do they have? White privilege. What does that mean? White privilege means I just assume that the shizness evolves around me. So if you tell me to be here at 8, I'm going to question your authority. I'm going to first of all ask, okay, who are you? Now, a black person, we ain't going to say that, but a white person will say that. You ever seen those videos where that one video was on Facebook where this black guy, he was just getting ready to get beat up by these cops, and these white people came and they stood around him, and the cops didn't do nothing. And he was actually in the courthouse. They was getting ready to drag that dude because he stood up on the table. Now, he was in the wrong. But then a bunch of white people got around him, and he was cool. Nothing happened because of understanding privilege. It's a mental disposition that says, I have the right. Black people, we don't have that because we come from generations of slavery. So we don't have the awareness that we got rights. White people do. Now, this is on a low basic scale. Now, a lot of white people and black people, we don't have the awareness that we're God. So therefore, we don't act as if we're God. Therefore, we die like we're men, as the Bible says. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you really understood what I just said. Because it says this in your Bible. Now, we already read Romans 1:8, so nobody got an excuse. Nobody can tell you. You can't even tell yourself that I don't know God. Because we just read the only way that you know God is you go through his creation. We just read it. Romans 1:19, Romans 1:20. So nobody can tell me, but the will, I don't know who the true Big G is. Okay, get my book christened. Get my other book, The Biology of the Temple. Both of those books biologically prove that the body is God. Meaning the only way to get to God is through the body. Exactly like it says in the Bible, in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Exactly like it said. It says that the creation of God's word contains the eternal power of God. It contains the divine nature of God. It has been clearly seen, and it is clearly understood. So if anybody want to know the divine nature of God, if anybody want eternal power, look at the body, because the body can't die. The cells in the body are immortal. So you got one question, boo-boo. How in the hell do cells die? They don't. The body dies, but the cell don't. My gnosis of that is why I'm here. Otherwise, I would be grieving and crying and blaming myself and beating myself up because my 19-year-old daughter is not here. But I know that she is. Because I know her cells are immortal. Because I read Psalms 82. Now, I don't know if you read Psalms 82, but if you did not read Psalms 82, what is it? I think it's 6. I should have pulled it up. I got to pull that one up really quickly. Psalms 82. I know it says this. Let me paraphrase it for you while I look it up. It says, I said, do you not know that ye are gods? Ye are sons of the Most High. So that's what it says. But then it says something else in Psalms 82:7. I can't paraphrase that one. I got to look that one up. So Psalms 82, here we go. Psalms 82:7 says, New Living Translated, but you will die like mortals and fall like every other ruler. Since you don't know that you are a God, you're going to die like a man, since you don't know. So you're going to keep doing that until you figure it out that you're God. Now, you just keep going to the Jesus will keep suffering from a temporary psychosis. That's called reincarnation. I did the series, 7-hour series, breaking it down. My temporary psychosis is my temcosis. Go to Google, type it in. My temcosis. It's just ME instead of MY. My temcosis. Since we suffering from a temporary psychosis, that simply means that, we bumped our heads. Romans chapter 82, verse 8 doesn't apply. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations all your inheritance. You don't know that you're God, so you can't judge the earth. You can't rise up. When you DYE, it's over for you, boo-boo. Your cells go back into the immortal soup, if we want to use that term, and wait for another opportunity for you to come back and try again. Your memory is wiped, so that way you can't remember, and you start all over again. Rise up, O God, and judge the earth, for all the nations belong to who? You, boo-boo. Now, I know. That is way contrary to your theology. Boo-boo, I've been there, done that too. I am not mad at you. All I'm simply saying is, do what the scripture says. Watch your whole world change. Okay, Brother Will, what exactly are you? Okay, this is what I'm going to be doing in 2019. In 2020. Remember, it's 20 grand on January the 1st of 2019. If you sign up early, it's only 5. And I'm doing that because of the depth of the information. There's 15 books that I've never published. These books are not published books. They're PDFs. But I will not publish these books because, again, I don't want no black van parked out in front of my house at night. I got shit I got to do. I don't want anybody following me around. So you just got to act stupid. But you can tell who know what they're doing because just look at their life. The fruit is in the pudding. See, I'm a fruit inspector. If you know somebody that can change the molecular structure of their body, if you know somebody that can create wealth on demand, if you know somebody that can lose a 19-year-old daughter and do a show that same day and just continue to go on, almost as if, it hurt. I ain't gonna lie. Knocked me to my knees. If you know somebody that have access to all gnosis on earth, you can ask me any question. I don't give a bee what the question is. You can ask me any question. I guarantee if I don't know the answer, I guarantee I can find it because I got access. I'm not all knowing. I'm not all power. I'm not all present. I'm not all benevolent. I'm not all simplistic, but I got access to all of those things. That's what 2020 is. It's total access. That's cladonomics. Cladonomics is clear understanding of the rules. Cladonomics is understanding the law of liberation, how to liberate yourself, the law of liberty, how to establish liberty, and the law of life. If you do not understand that, my brothers and sisters, your dogs will not hunt. That's the problem on earth. That's why we DYE. There is no such thing as DYE, so why do we do it? Now, let me make sure you understand, because, again, I keep saying it, but I don't know if you're understanding it. The faculty of the mind holds, again, the soul in this earth. When you lose the ability to maintain your brain, you gotta vibrate out of here. Now, the development of the brain that holds the thoughts, that is called mental negation. You're going to mentally negate. It's going to create what is called spiritual inertia. Spiritual inertia is interpreted as death. Spiritual inertia. So spiritual inertia means a lack of spirit. So death is caused when you will fail to comply to maintaining inertia, to maintain your brain. And the reason that you don't, because it's called sin. Now, remember, sin doesn't mean morality. Sin means hamantano in the Greek. Hamantano means living without your lot, without your share, and without your destiny. So sin means you don't got no purpose. And so if you ain't got no purpose, you have no uplifting power. So the way that you uplift, the way that you vibrate to the triple eight, where you get to the gate of God, where the two circles meet at that point, where the top circle and the bottom circle, the yin and the yang meet, and you go from one level to the next. Now, you should be able to go back and forth. That's when all the cells in your body has been regened with the neutrinos that's being released by the CMEs of the sun. But if you fall short of the law of life, then you enter into what the Bible calls sin. So sin causes a discord in the brain. Sin creates a purpose. So what the church is saying is a truth. It's just not the truth, because sin has nothing to do with doing things right for wrong. Sin has to do with thinking in a way that brings about cellular regeneration. So it really ain't got nothing to do with diet. Now, diet is secondary. Fruits and vegetables, secondary. So because you're an electric being, so you serve an electric God. So this is the physics of God. So it makes sense. You're a water being. You're a water-based being. So that simply means the body is 70%, 80% water. So you want to make sure that the sodium and potassium pumps are firing. But the thing that fires them is your brain more so than your food. So by believing in error, you dissipate life substance. That means your cells lose their voltage. The cells lose their ability to fire when you lose or when you hold a faulty belief system. So the longer you hold that faulty belief system, that's the longer that the cells, they don't have enough oxygen. They ain't got enough sodium, and they don't got enough potassium. So you get up with what they call, again, disease. So you get diabetes, you get sickle cell, you get high blood pressure. You get all of these because of the inability to maintain the brain. So that separates you. That separates the spirit from the body. So your spirit will leave your body. Your spirit will leave your body. Your spirit will leave your body the moment that you become what is called spiritual inept. That's what the 1%ers know. That's why they maintain their brain. They separate. They under, over, and understand. They under, over, and understand that it is through believing in error. The Bible says this way, my people perish for a lack of what? Morality? No. Gnosis. My people perish for a lack of gnosis. So what am I doing in 2020? I'm dropping some freaking gnosis, homie. 2020 is just clear. We're just taking away. Because I understand, and I hope you understand, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 in the New Living Translation says, you were cleaned from your sins when you obeyed the truth. What is the truth? The truth is you're supposed to maintain a mental disposition. So the moment that you maintain a mental disposition, You cleanse from your sins. So what is the mental disposition? Purpose. Okay. What is the purpose of you taking in oxygen? Stay alive, a.k.a. life. What is the purpose of you drinking water? Life. What is the purpose of you eating food? Life. What is the purpose of you doing pretty much everything that you do? Life. So Yahushua came that you may have this more abundantly. So that means that whatever you do that decreases your physical life is destroying your physical, your spiritual life as well. Preach that on Sunday. See how well that goes over. So that means you cannot have good words and have a bad life and say you serve the big G. That dog doesn't hunt, because according to the scriptures, that's the only thing that separates you from the big G. The thing that separates you from God is you not downloading the laws of God into the body of a man. So your body is supposed to be regened. You're supposed to be perfect in your genes. So if I want to talk to God, I should talk to my body, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, which we just read. Now, that's all talked about in the Essene Gospel of Peace, but it's not mentioned inside of the King James Bible. I wonder why. It's in the Gospel of Thomas, but again, it's not mentioned in the King James Bible. I wonder why. Because that means that you would have something called gnosis, and you can't have that. Because if you have gnosis, what does that mean? That means you got cleronomics. That means that you understand the rules that change rules. The rule is you're supposed to die. Okay, Yahushua came and brought a new rule. You're not going to die. You're going to have life and life more abundantly, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. Okay, how are we going to have that life more abundantly? You're going to be cleansed from your sins when you obey the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and as sisters. You must love each other deeply with all your heart. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. So love of self and love of others. So if you're going out and you're putting bad stuff in your mouth, you're putting bad thoughts in your brain, and you're putting that in other people's brains, you are violating the truth. Therefore, according to the law, you must DYE, come back, try it again. Verse 23, 1 Peter 1, 23 says, for you have been born again. When? But not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from your eternal living word of God. The eternal living word of God is inside of your DNA. It's inside of your cells. The cells are immortal. They don't die, as proven by biology. But if you do not do things to keep your cells alive, yeah, boo-boo, you're going to die. Now, death is a transfiguration. So whatever Yahushua did, that's what you're supposed to do. The Bible says we don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. So if you want to know what you're going to be, okay, just however he was, that's what you're going to be. That's what happens when you DYE. But that doesn't, because we do not have the knowledge that I'm going to be dropping in 2020, total awareness. Because I don't know about you, boo-boo, but like I tell you guys, when I'm 90, I'm going to be doing the same shit as I'm doing right now. When I exit this dimension and go step into eternity, it's going to be just like Moses did. And he's going to go up on a mountain and said he saw him one day. The next day, he was gone. He waved at everybody. Said, he went all broke up. He went on a ventilator. You know, he wasn't blind, crippled, and crazy. He didn't have dementia. None of that bullshit. That's all low vibration because you didn't take care of your temple. That's the uplifting power, brothers and sisters. So the law, my brother, the law, my sister, of liberation is to liberate you from a discord in your brain. That's called cognitive dissonance. The way that we do that is called metacognition. So the 2020 course is based upon metacognition and what they call metamagic. That means before cognition. This means before magic. That means everything that we got on earth, what I'm teaching in 2020, total awareness was in this package, is everything that exists before that. Because everything else, everything that is taught on earth is a dumbed down version of the original. So you got to get down to whatever. Okay, what happened? So before Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that's what I'm teaching. That's where I'm at. So anything after Genesis 1:1, that's the wages of sin, and the wages of sin is death. Homie, I don't play that. See, when you fall short of the law of liberation, that means that your brain is falling short of identity with God. Because remember, before all of this happened, everything was in the absolute oneness with Source. And then that was an unauthorized expression. That's what this is. So that means that was you entered into what is called negation. N-E, which I'll be breaking down in 2020. So negation means unreal. It means that has no basis in reality. The word negation is where we get the word negative. It means the state of consciousness that repels. Let me say that again. It means the state of consciousness that repels. Let me say that again. It means the state of consciousness that repels. Let me say that again. It means the state of consciousness that repels. Let me say that again. It means the state of consciousness that repels. How come you ain't got no money, boo-boo? Your consciousness is repelling it. How come you ain't got no health? Your consciousness is repelling it. How come you ain't got no wisdom? Your consciousness is repelling it. How you got a bad relationship? Your consciousness is repelling it. It's pissing people off. Why? Why are you pissing everybody off? Because your brain is in a negative state. That means that you wake up and you see problems every day. You think what Donald Trump doing affecting you. So you see the negative side. To you, the glass is half empty. To me, there is no freaking glass. It's just a freaking ocean. It's unlimited. It's like a freaking buffet, homie. All you can eat. Y'all remember the song? All you can eat. 24/7, 365. So the negative disposition destroys health. Look at the word health and look at the word death. They're pretty much the same. Just drop the H and put the D in front of health. You pretty much got death. Death is just the negative side of life. It's two sides of the same coin. Life, death. Which side of the coin you on, homie? Which side of the coin are you on? Now, it's easy to make a conscious decision, but what happens when you make a conscious decision? Let me tell you what's going to happen. Right now, make a decision that you're going to be healthy. The mind loses its ability to hold its consciousness. That's called negation. It's the delusion that takes place when you make a decision. That's called death. Death in the body or in the temple is the result of the inability to maintain your resolve. If through the power of your own thought, and if through the power of your own words, you could affirm that you are wealthy, that you are healthy, that you are wise, that you are in a toe-curling relationship, and if you could maintain that disposition in your brain, it'll manifest in your life. But the problem is we rob our body and our cells of the natural ingredients that is needed for it to oscillate and vibrate at that level. How do we rob? Remember the tithes? I'm talking about you robbing God. You robbing God with your tithe. How? Water. You rob God when you pull water out the body. That's why tithing is called tithing. How do you die? Dehydration. What causes dehydration? Everything on earth. Everything that you do causes dehydration. Everything. Think for a moment, brothers. Think for a moment, sisters. Everything you do. Why do you think they put fluoride in the water? Fluoride in the water pulls water out the body. Why they put chemtrails? Why do they focus on you eating a diet that's high, very acidic? Pulls water. Why do they put chemicals in food? Pull water. Why do they rap music the way that it is? With all the doom, 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 doom. Low vibration, what do they do? Pull water. Why do they want you to live a love and hip hop type life? Pull water. Why do they want you to do drama and trauma? Pull water. Control the tithe. So you can't give God 10%. The whole purpose of everything on this earth is to make sure that you continue to rob God. God is the body. The inability to maintain the brain. The inability to take care of the self, because the self is the cell. And your cells are sick. So the inability to maintain your organism, then you can't maintain a organization. And you can't have no orgasm. All of this starts because the inability to maintain the brain. The enemy of man is death. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Death is not my friend. Death is my enemy. I don't got no enemies. I just got one enemy, death. And I'm going to overcome that one. Death does not change, brothers and sisters. Death actually brings eternal life. Death has no place in source. There is no such thing as death. So if you serve the biggest G, what is source? Source is the divine unlimited principle. That's the law. Source is an unlimited principle. Source is the law of liberation. Source is the almighty one. Source is the all-pervading, pervading. That means that it invades, isn't it? It don't ask. Source just shows up at your house, and it kicks the mother door down, and it comes in. That's source. Source don't need your damn permission. Source goes anywhere it wants. It's all knowing. It's all power. It's all present. It's all simple. It's all benevolent. Death is not a friend of Source. So death is not my friend. So if anything that is dying, I know that's not Source. So I gotta bring it life. So Source is the self-existing one. Self-existing. So Source is totally unlimited, unrestricted. It doesn't have no limitations. Source is all-knowing. It's all-power. It's all-present. It is the supreme power. Death is not supreme. Death is not all-knowing. It's not all-power. It's not all-present. So death is not a friend of absolute Source. Death is not a friend of consciousness. Because consciousness is eternal. Source is eternal. So it is the unification, my brother. It is the unification, my sister, of your mind with God's design. That is the law of liberation. And that's what I'm teaching in 2020 Total Awareness. Everything I've taught to this stage has prepared you to now make the jump from the seven rays into ray eight. That is the cosmic Christ. That's why I got the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. I'm going to be going around the country teaching Christ consciousness to teach people, number one, to be self-sufficient. Get online. Step your online business, man. Work for yourself. You shouldn't be reporting to no man. You're a man. Men don't take orders from other men. Take orders from God, homie. You don't take no orders from no another dude. You look the man in the eye. You give him a firm handshake. You don't look up. You don't look down. You look that Negro in the eye. He ain't no better than you. He ain't no worse than you. And then y'all can unify. That's why Negroes can't come together, man. We always arguing and competing. We got jealousy everywhere. We don't see the value of each other because we don't see the value of ourselves. That's why you can hate another man. How can you hate another man? He's made with the same ingredients as you. That man is God, just like you. You should greet each other, God to God. But we got all of this inferiority complex because you meet a Negro that makes more money than you, you feel inferior than him. I don't think so, boo-boo. He's just as good as you. If he's shorter than you, so what? If he's taller than you, so what? You put a bullet in his head, that nigga gonna drop just like anybody else. So you ain't afraid. At least I ain't. I ain't scared of nobody. I'm not impressed by nobody. I'm not impressed by myself. I'm not impressed by you either, boo-boo. We all the same. We're all equal. We're all in this together. The moment we stop trying to freaking compete against each other and we start completing each other, that's the moment that we can build an organization. So I'm gonna be in Douglasville, Georgia, on August the 9th. Me and Reverend Shell are going to shut it down or build it up. Hopefully my buddy Jibbaday will be there as well. Queen Candace, hopefully she'll be there. Dr. Span and her hubby Jerome Span. So we're going to start in Douglasville, Georgia. And from Douglasville, I don't know, hopefully I'm trying to get up to somewhere in Connecticut, somewhere upstate New York. After that, maybe Philly. After that, Chicago. After that, my goal is to take this message around the planet. And I'm looking for somebody that see the worth and value in this message and that's willing to support not me, but the message. What is the message? I'm establishing the kingdom of God in the brain of men because that's how you establish the kingdom of God on earth because the word earth means body. My goal is to establish the law of God, not the will of will. This is not my dream, man. This is not my mission. This is not my thing. This is my purpose. This is why I was born. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made, and without him was nothing not made. You are that Word. You are the living, breathing, walking, talking Word of God. But we don't see ourselves as God. That's why we D-Y-E. Absolute oneness. That means the consciousness of the spirit of the Ruach and the Pneuma is in you. The word consciousness simply is the knowledge and the realization that you are one with God. It's the sum total of all the ideas that have been accumulated about the aspects of what we call God. It's the ability for you to maintain the thought that creates the emotions and the sensations that's based up on knowing or knowledge that brings about a freaking action that connects you with the super consciousness. That represents what I talked about before, the triple eight. That is the eighth ray. Right now, there's only seven rays. The eighth ray, the ninth ray, and the tenth ray is the super consciousness. That is oneness with God. That's total awareness, homie. That's what I'm dropping in 2020. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people cast off restraints. Romans 29:18. What is your vision? That's my vision. My vision is to establish the Ruach and the Pneuma in the mind of every man and woman and child on this freaking planet. That's my vision. Men, women, we must see beyond matter. We must see beyond our material possessions. We must see beyond this physical body. You are greater than this body. You are the super consciousness and oneness with the Christ mindset. That's why Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the entire universe. You've seen the Father. Heaven on earth. As above, so below. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is time to establish the mental disposition of heaven in the body of every man and woman and child on earth, so that way everybody walking on this planet can enjoy the joy of heaven now and in the life to come. Brothers and sisters, the way that you establish eternal life is to walk into heaven now. That way, when it's time for you to exit this physical body, you take your memories and your memories that are now super conscious, that is your guide through the maze that we call eternity. If you have not built nothing, you don't carry nothing. Your job while you is here, while you're here on earth, work while it is day, because the night is coming. Connect, brothers. Connect, sisters. If you don't get this knowledge from me, man, I don't like get it from somewhere. If you don't get this knowledge from me, I tell everybody, money is not an issue. $5,000 is peanuts. You can get that in a week. It starts with your brain. If you think coming up with $5,000 is difficult, that means that where there is no vision, you have no provisions. The provisions have the word vision in it. If you establish a vision, God gives you the provisions. Where there is no vision, there's no provisions. Do you got a vision? Do you got a vision? Your vision was given to you at birth. That life optimization circle that I gave you, that combines the number 107. That zero is source. And if you got a zero in your chart, that means you got a piece of source in your body. Vision is the ability to see the foundation and all of the resources and all of the substance that are available to you. That's vision. Vision is the ability to see all the source and the substance that's available to you. And the way that you see it is through your numbers or your life optimization circle that you already got. So my brothers and my sisters, again, the earlier you join, the less expensive it costs. And if you don't join, just write down the stuff I've been saying, because I'm telling you, you just got to research it on your own. If you go back to the show, the names I've been dropping, the names I've been saying, the movies, all the terms, words like mega or metacognition, write that down, Google it, do your own research. If you cannot join this system, man, words like Gnomic, N-O-M-I-C, write it down, do your own research. If you cannot join, Cladonomics, write that down, do your own research. All this stuff, no, and for the next, I don't know how long I'm going to roll, I'm basically giving away the course, but I know you may not have the time to do the research. I've already done it. I've already written the stuff, and I've been living in it. So it's a lot easier for you to assimilate it, because the tone is in my voice. That speeds up, again, your choice. However, there are some people that's not at the level yet to understand that they are a walking, talking, breathing money machine. That if you put a thought in your head, it must manifest in your hands, as long as it has and it activates the electromagnetic pump inside of the body. That is called axion or action potential. We talked about that yesterday. So the only reason things don't happen is because the neurons, the action potential. Now, again, don't, as I'm saying these terms so that way you can go to your favorite searches. I mean, you can look them up and you can Google them yourself, and you're going to see this is the physics of God. So the physics of God is not based upon phonics. That's why things don't work in your life. So you're using words and you're using mantras because that's what the dominant culture, that's what this harmonious arrangement, that's what they told you to do. But boo-boo, phonics don't work, not in the spirit realm, because most phonics, they have been mistranslated, because you can change letters, but you can't change chemistry. So that's why the source said in Matthew 23, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, because they took away jots and tittles. So all I'm simply telling you today is that each and every person that's listening to the sound of my voice inside of your body, that again, according to what we read, and I can keep going. So let's go back and let's read what we read in Romans 1:19 again. So that way everybody knows, so nobody that's listening to the sound of my voice can fall for this crap that says that you ain't what you really are. Nobody can lie to you. Let's read Romans 1:19-20 again. And remember, keep it in mind what we read earlier when we read 1 Peter 1:23 that says in the New Living Translation, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God. That living word of God is the physics of God, is what we call electricity and magnetism in the sky. But in the body, it's called sodium and potassium. That is what is called in physics action potentials that move along the axion of the DNA. It is activated by the sodium and potassium pump at each point along the axonal membrane. And if you go to Google and type this in, just type in action potential. All of this inside of my book, The Biology. This is the, as it says in Romans 1:9, this is proven in the cosmos and in the body. So the body is actually the Bible. And the Bible is actually the body. That's why it's called the living word. So if you got a dead book written by dead men, you're serving a dead God. Plain and simple. You need the living word. Romans 1:19, verse 20. Let's start with the verse. And let's end up with what we started. New Living Translation, Romans 1, chapter 19. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. There is nobody listening to the sound of my voice that don't know God. You know, because you got a body. Go look at your eyeball. That's God. Look at your ear. Just do any kind of research on the body. Anywhere, anytime, any organ, any joint, just look at it. You're going to be blown away because you're looking at God. Romans 1, verse 20. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. New Living Translation. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Anybody haven't seen the earth and the sky? You walk outside, you look at the ground, bam, God. You look up in the sky, bam, God. So everybody's seen it. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities. So the tree, the grass, the birds, everything is saying God, 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 everywhere. Everything God has made, they can clearly see invisible qualities, his eternal power and his divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. There's not a man, woman, or child on this call that can look me in the eye and say, but Will, I don't know God. Boo-boo, we know that that's not true. Brothers and sisters, the life management system that I've developed over the last 5 years is now, that's 20 grand. Just that itself is only $1,000. If you don't have the basic, the medium, and advanced, which is included, which pretty much everybody already has, that's a part of the life management system. And I put it inside of what we call this year the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And then we added some more modules and some more books to that. That's the first thing. So if anybody that don't have the life management system, if you're not a member of the life management system, you need to join that. Instead of that being $5,000 for each system, that's only $1,000. Please, it's very important. Because if you don't take that and you jump into this, you're going to be a little bit lost. So the first thing is take the life management system. That's $1,000. Just go to the website, make $1,000 or make, you know, we can do it in three payments of $333 like we was doing before. Bam. Once you get that done, Go through all of that, all those 50 books. Okay, we have 15 new books that have never been published. 15 new books that have never been published. 365 audio shows. And that's part of the 2020 total awareness. And obviously the audios go through the books. And that's what I'm doing now. Instead of doing the audios, we go a little bit deeper. And during the year 2020, we're going to go through that stuff. So once you get the material, we're going to have a whole year where we're going to go through it step by step. And we're going to do one-on-ones for the people that got questions. So when I talk about the things inside of the book, things inside of the program, when I start talking about, for example, the body code and how to decode the light in your body, how you can look at your body and you can see God encoded in the body. We're going to break down that the DNA is that has created everything is code. We're going to break down, again, I talked about the rule of changing law. We're going to break down what is called metamagic. We're going to break down metacognition. We're going to break down immutable laws. We're going to break down mutable laws. We're going to break down changing the universe with your laws, which means amending the law of men with the law of God. Again, all of this we're going to break down. We're going to break down the cross and the ankh. The cross and the ankh is the secret, I guess, if you want to use that term, to enter to the gate of God. We're going to break that down. What they call the gate of God. We're going to also get into breaking down what Dr. Peter Schuber talks about when we get into under, over, and understanding cladonomics and what I talk about. We're going to also break down death, and we're going to remove all that. We're going to break down the language of the kingdom. We're going to break down the language of the field. We're going to break down John 16:23, which breaks down how to be enveloped. That means immersed. That establishes what, you know, I call head, gut, and heart. That's the field. We break that down again, the field. That's extremely, extremely important to your under, over, and understanding, to under, over, and understand the field. Then we're going to go even further. We just get warmed up. After we break that down, then we're going to get into clearing and cleaning before healing and repairing. We're going to break down, again, how to clear your energy, how to clean your energy, and then how to heal your energy, how to repair your energy. We're going to break down right alignment. The word righteousness means right alignment. Then we're going to break down, again, the word atonement. Then we're going to get into the five laws of living, which is law of all knowing, law of all power, law of all present, law of all simple, law of all benevolent. We're going to break that down. We're going to break down, again, cellular reprogramming, how to reprogram the cells. Every cell in your body has to be reprogrammed for eternity, because right now is reprogrammed for death. Your cells are programmed. That's why you got telomeres on your DNA. We're going to break down how to reprogram the cells. Then we're going to break down the seven parts of Mother Russia or Mother Earth. We're going to break down the SACOL, SAKOL. We got to break that down, man. That's going to hurt a lot of brains right there, especially black folks. That's going to hurt y'all brains. And we're going to break down the sickle, which, again, S-H-E-K-E-L. That's going to hurt some brains. That's going to destroy some theology. I understand. But that's okay. It's going to be okay, brothers and sisters. Then we're going to break down, we got to break down Ragul. That's another ancient term for another ancient deity. That is the case of the missing shin that I talk about in my book, how they took out the teeth. So that way what we got is a watered down version of the original. So we gotta, you know, again, break that down. So that way people under, over, understand. Let me see, what else can I share that we're gonna be going through that's a part of the 2020 program that we're gonna be breaking down for everybody as we get into understanding. We're gonna talk about the bank of the universe. We've got to break that down, the banking system of the universe, so you guys can get out of this current system and get into a new. Everybody should be in the bank of the universe. We're gonna break that down. We're gonna get into neuroscience. quantum mechanics. We've got to break that down because neuroscience is how we connect with source by understanding the neuroscience of God, the neurological science of God. Then we've got to get into the Assyrian, which is the Assassin's Creed. We've got to break that down. That's why they came up with a movie. They had a game. That's code for something. We've got to break down. That's how you access. So the assassins, they try to destroy your connection to your ancestors. So we've got to break down the Assassin's Creed. We've got to break down quantum, and that's kind of in the quantum stuff when we get into superpositioning, quantum superpositioning. So we're going to break that down as well. And, man, it goes on and on, man. And so there's no way we can go through all of this stuff. But I just want to give you a touch on what's included in the 15 books. I'm just reading through some of the chapters and some of the books that we're going to be going through in this new system. That's, again, a step above where we're at right now. That's included in the current stuff. Another chapter, energy signature, how to establish your own energy, your own frequency signature. I've already talked on and touched on possession. Possessed, whatever you possess, possesses you. So we're going to, the chapter in the book that breaks that down. The possession we talked about, let's see, what else? We got to talk about astral projection, I almost forgot about that one. How to use your compass. So we break that down. The word compassion has the word come and the word pass in it. So we break down how to astral project, astral plane. We break down how to get past the Lord of the Rings, the lesser keys of Sodom, and the greater kings of Sodom, and the soul of man, the soul, S-O-U-N, and the soul, S-O-L-E. So the soul of your feet contains the soul of the man. We break down how demonic energy enters into the soul of the feet. That's why you're supposed to do earthing, taking the shoes out, walk outside in the earth. We've got a chapter that breaks down that. That's inside of the movie, Lord of the Rings. So a lot of this stuff has to do with the Lord of the Rings, or not the Lord of the Rings, or with certain movies, because certain movies contain certain information. For example, soul wandering. We're going to break that down. Time traveling, time lords, wandering spirits, entities that are trapped. Spiritual spiral. That's a big one right there. That gets into vortex energy. That gets into getting away from words with the letter J, because the letter J is a hook. The letter J is a fish hook. So when you just like when you go fishing, you use a hook. And so J's are designed to hook people. And that's the point, because that keeps you from getting into the portal. So therefore, I got to teach you again, if you can't see the portal, be the portal. How to develop your own portal, how to become your own portal. That just simply means portion. Then the false messiah complex. We got to break that down. Creating your reality with your own ether. And it goes on and on. Wheel of time. The eights. The law of eight, which I mentioned earlier. So my brothers and sisters, all of this is included inside of the 2020 Total Awareness. You definitely want to jump on board, whether it's now or later on. It doesn't really matter. Remember, there's payment plan for all this stuff, like always, because I know we all on a budget. I overstand. But at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, it's very, very important that you just continue to make sure that you maintain your brain. That's to the equivalent of source. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. May the big G operate through the sun so he can connect you through or to the Ruach or the Pneuma, which sets you apart, because that leads you and guides you all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, think no doubt about it, I will see you eternity. God bless.
Yeah, King yeah, yeah. You thought that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the
until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these hit records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a throne. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't